You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Nir Sar is with us now. He's the principal of Mumford Academy in Northwest Detroit, one of the 15 Detroit schools in the EAA. Nir, are you at all sorry to see the EAA dissolve?
I think I am, to a certain extent. I think that the EAA has offered me, at least, the kind of structure and systems and autonomy to fulfill a dream of mine, frankly. I mean, to start my own school and to try to, you know, achieve exceptional results in Detroit, which has been elusive for decades. So, yeah, I am kind of sad to see it go. Even given all the ups and downs and the history of it before I got here, I think there was a lot of good in the EAA that could be lost if not transitioned carefully.
All right, let's talk about what you've seen right there on the front lines, as it were, at the Mumford Academy. What worked with the EAA?
I came on 2 years ago, so the fall of 2015. And I think what I found even through the interview process was a district that was willing to try new things, but do so kind of thoughtfully and carefully. So when I was hired, the idea was posed to start a new school within Mumford High School, within the existing building, that could reset culture and expectations, and that would be an approach different than trying to turn around the entire school all at once. So I think my experience has been one of stepping into an organization with really smart people, people whose primary objective is to support principals and teachers kind of almost directly and exclusively, which is not always the mindset of a district. So it's been my experience that they not only have come up with good ideas and found good people to kind of support them, but really given a lot of autonomy at the school level to fulfill some of these lofty goals and expectations.
I'm curious about what you felt didn't work, because certainly the EAA was pretty roundly criticized. For example, Michigan State University education professor David Arson calls the EAA, in his words, a train wreck of an educational policy. What didn't work?
Granted, I think my perspective is limited in that I joined the EAA 2 years ago and wasn't there from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But my best, I guess, articulation of it would be to split the EAA into two kind of periods, the initial period under Covington's leadership, and then once Veronica Conforme took over.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw, at least based on what I heard from people that I knew coming out of the EAA, I was privy to all the challenges with oversized classrooms and strained models, technology not being in place, kind of all the things that I think we typically read about. But what I found when I came on board was kind of a very different mindset and structure to the EAA. So I think, yeah, certainly not everything worked. Areas of growth or challenge still really remained getting the level of autonomy and flexibility that, for instance, charter schools have. And I think that with that autonomy has to be a certain level of accountability. So finding that balance between autonomy and support is crucial, at times misplaced potentially within the district.
Nir, the Mumford Academy is going to be absorbed into the Detroit Public Schools Community District. Could you have made another choice and taken it elsewhere?
No. So Mumford Academy is a part of Mumford High School. It is one school code, so on paper it is one school. Internally, we've divided it for the purpose of kind of resetting culture, resetting expectations. And since we've done so, we've achieved the highest reading and math growth scores in the district last year and had some very strong attendance rates. There was never an option to take Mumford Academy elsewhere, but it would be up to, you know, the new district, to DPSCD, to kind of decide what model they want to pursue. And thankfully, it feels like we have a lot of support from the district, the Alumni Association, to keep things as they are with Mumford Academy staying in existence under its current structure.
And what are your hopes for the new superintendent, Nicolai Vitti?
So I have very high hopes for him. Actually, in the several conversations I've had with him, I've been impressed. I can tell you that, as is, you know, well documented, a lot of people coming from the EAA to DPSCD are taking kind of significant pay cuts. And so part of my decision to stay on board was first and foremost my love for my team and my students, but also his vision and what I think his leadership will look like. And I'll say that I feel very encouraged that he gets the autonomy piece. He gets that we need to be data-driven and, you know, results-oriented. And I think that he's putting students and teachers first, maybe for the first time in a while.
And your hopes for the Mumford Academy, now that it's the EAA is going away, as you look ahead to the new school year, I know that the Mumford Academy had been on that state list of threatened schools as far as performance. What are you thinking looking ahead?
We're really excited for the future at Mumford Academy. So for the last 2 years, we, again, had the highest reading and math growth scores in the EAA district. And those are with our 9th and 10th graders. So next year will be the first year that we have juniors taking the SAT and the MSTEP, the state test. So we're really excited. I mean, our mission has been to make Mumford Academy the best open enrollment high school in Detroit. I think we can get there. I think as long as we get the support from the district and the consistency and autonomy that we need, I'm very hopeful that we'll be able to achieve that goal in a couple of years.
Nir Sar is the principal of the Mumford Academy. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Nir.
Thank you.
You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio.